Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. I'm Jeremy Hobson on our election road trip in New Hampshire today ahead of the primary. And we have come to Hanover, New Hampshire, which is home to Dartmouth College, an Ivy League school, because we want to hear what young people are thinking. And it matters a lot this year because according to a study from the University of New Hampshire, about a third of eligible voters for the primary in this state were either too young to vote 4 years ago or they lived elsewhere.
I'm Emma.
Emma, what's your last name?
Emma Canelli.
And what about you?
I'm Tara Gallagher.
We found Emma and Tara walking next to the main quad on the campus here at Dartmouth.
I'm going to vote for Bernie Sanders.
Really? What do you like about him?
Well, he's definitely the most authentic politician I've ever come across, and I'm from Burlington, so...
So he's your hometown guy.
Hometown hero, yeah.
What's the most important issue to you?
I think the wealth inequality, probably.
Has that affected you personally, or you just think from a societal perspective?
From a societal perspective, it's an issue that's getting larger and needs to be addressed, and he seems to be the forefront of that issue. So,
and what do you think of Hillary Clinton?
I mean, she's a viable candidate as well, but I just feel like she's not as strong of a politician as Bernie, and she isn't as confident on her stances. And
what about you?
If I vote, I'm probably going to vote for Rubio.
Really?
Yeah. I think that the economy is what is the problem right now in America, and not so much, social problems, because I just think that he has more clear goals, and Trump is just too ridiculous, honestly. And I think that he's the most honest of all the Republicans right now, so...
Would you vote for whoever the Republican nominee is in the fall?
Anyone except for Trump.
And what do you think of the Democrats?
I think Hillary is not genuine, and Bernie seems like a nice guy, but I don't think that I don't see him being a very strong president.
So are you guys still friends now?
Yeah, we're still friends.
The president of the College Democrats, Madeline Cooper, isn't publicly endorsing a candidate because she feels her doing so would drive down turnout among other Dartmouth students. But you can probably guess which way she's leaning by her answer to this question. Well, what's the most important issue to you?
I personally care very significantly about the widening inequality gap in the United States, which I strongly believe the Democrats do a really great job at beginning to address, which is really what drives me as a young person to be a Democrat.
And you would vote for either Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders in a general election?
Absolutely. I feel very good about either of the candidates.
The vice president of the College Republicans is a guy named Austin Robinson. He also doesn't want to say who he's supporting, but listen to how he describes the Republican field.
It's like a Russian buffet. There's plenty of choice, but it's like jellied meat or pickled herring. It's not terribly appetizing. I do believe that we should focus on the issues and strong foreign policy. Shrewd foreign policy is one of them. Another thing is social and fiscal responsibility, because look at Obama. He's increased the debt by more than every other president put together, which is, I'm sure, like a great achievement.
But when you say it's like pickled herring, you're saying you don't really like any of the Republican candidates?
None of them are particularly appetizing yet. Now, of course, dishes can always change with a little bit of, you know, an addition like salt or pepper. They might be mildly more appetizing. So, you know, as of yet, we might find a Republican who suddenly alters his stance and becomes more, more kind of appealing. But we have the issue that the Electoral College leans heavily in favor of the Democrats. And so, you know, unless we have somebody who's a breakout candidate who can make states like Wisconsin or Pennsylvania competitive, we're going to struggle to win at the general.
Who could do that, in your view, on the Republican side?
Honestly, I wouldn't be able to say with any certainty. I mean, Marco Rubio obviously has a strong centrist appeal. Ted Cruz brings out a lot of evangelical Christians. And Donald Trump, just like Bernie Sanders, is getting a lot of first-time people involved in politics. So in that respect, they could all kind of be game changers. But then again, Sarah Palin was meant to be a game changer, and that didn't really work out. So
the field isn't as bleak for Eric Thorpe, who's found his candidate.
I'm personally planning on voting for John Kasich.
Why? What is it that he does that you like?
I think he's been able to work with a divided government in Ohio. He's relied upon a different mix of solutions to balance the budget there. he's kind of promoting a positive message, which I think kind of distinguishes him from the rest of the GOP field, and that's why I'm planning on supporting him.
Is there one that you don't like?
Donald Trump.
Why not?
I just think everything that he stands for is anathema to basically the spirit of American politics and just kind of the American identity in general. He kind of just espouses not the kind of ideals that I want in a president.
What do you think of President Obama?
I think President Obama has done as best a job as he could have. At the same time, I'm sure mistakes have been made, definitely, when it comes to foreign policy, which is something that I'm looking for in a different direction for the new presidency. But I do think that he's done a good job overall.
And what do you think of the Democrats running?
You know, I think Hillary Clinton has done a great job running a great campaign. I personally dislike how far to the left she's moved along with Senator Sanders.
So for Eric Thorpe, Clinton is too far to the left. For student Max Frankel, who is from a liberal Chicago family, most of the Republicans running aren't conservative enough.
I'm a Ted Cruz supporter.
And what do you like about him?
I like his respect for the rule of law and his kind of ideological clarity. I feel like that if he wins, he'll actually follow through on his policies, and I think we have to radically shrink the size of federal power in this country. So that's why I like Ted Cruz.
What do you think of the other candidates?
I like a lot of them. I'm not a huge Trump fan. I think he's kind of crass, and he's not conservative in that sense. I'd be fine with practically any of the other candidates as long as it's not Hillary or Sanders. I think we really have, like, this is kind of our last chance to fix the country. I mean, if you look at entitlement spending, if you look at, like, the amount of money we're spending on just, like, random stuff abroad and, like, our...
And what would you like to be done with regards to entitlement spending? Do you want those entitlements to go away, or?
I think we should drastically cut them.
What about people who are relying on things like Medicare and Social Security? They're, you know, 70 years old. This is all they've got.
Well, you can't cut them for those people because they have an expectation of it. But you have to drastically reduce the entitlement spending on people who are like 50 right now, maybe like even 55, in order to have it on a long-term sustainable path towards solvency.
About 100 miles away to the southeast, you'll reach Durham, New Hampshire, not far from Manchester and home of the flagship public school, the University of New Hampshire, where annual tuition and fees add up to about $17,000 for in-state students like Kathleen Clark. I asked her who she'll be voting for.
I prefer Bernie Sanders out of all of them.
Why?
Because in a lot of the debates and a lot of his speeches, he has really emphasized a lot of what the younger generation feels as important. Climate change, affordable college, which is a huge issue for me, especially with my family's income. He just relates a lot to the younger generation of students.
Are you going into debt to go to school here?
Yes, I am.
To the tune of what?
$20,000 when I get out of here, which is not too bad because I got a lot of scholarships. But from the financial aspect of my family, it is a lot. It is definitely a burden.
And you don't feel like you're hearing about that issue from the other candidates?
No, not to the extent as which Mr. Sanders has really talked about it. He's gone into depth a lot more, and I feel like he's confident and has laid out a plan to help people with college debt. It honestly has to come down to who the Republican candidate would be. I'm a registered independent. I do side with the Democratic Party more. But when it comes down to the issues, I'm just going to look at who I agree with more.
Here in New Hampshire, many voters, including some students, are undeclared, meaning they can vote in either primary, which means that students like Zachary Dumont can make a decision like this.
Well, I liked Rand Paul, and I still like him. Sadly, he dropped out, so I guess I can't vote for him anymore.
So where are you going to go now?
I'm a libertarian, so in New Hampshire, I'm registered as an independent since we don't have a libertarian party here. Originally, when I was looking at the Republican Party, I thought Marco Rubio would be a good candidate, but ever since the primary season went on, he's become more and more, I guess, radical, in my opinion, more right-wing extremist, and I don't view him as a viable candidate anymore. And I'm actually looking now to potentially vote for Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side, sort of hopping parties since I typically lean more right-wing than I do left. I don't know. I think Bernie Sanders is where it's at right now all around.
If that's a surprising twist to go from Rand Paul to Bernie Sanders, listen to Colin Jackson, a sophomore who says he's trying to decide between Sanders and Trump.
Both of them, it's kind of interesting because a lot of people, whenever I tell them, they don't really understand it or the way that I'm thinking, but each of them are respectively anti-establishment in their political parties. And regardless of policies, what honestly means a lot to me is, despite his political career, he's kind of coming out as an anti-politician, where you're talking about that he's not taking any of the Wall Street, like big money, basically, for Bernie Sanders, and the same with Donald Trump. And each of them, when you're looking at a little bit more, well, a lot more intense conservatism or democratic socialism, which are pretty big on either spectrum, economically, I feel like we need one extreme or the other in order to get real action. If we stay right in the middle, then we're just going to continue on the path that we've had.
So what's going to determine whether you vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
I don't know. It's it's whichever one the pros outweigh the cons of them, respectively.
But you may make that decision the morning of the primary.
Yeah. Yeah, probably, actually.
And he's not alone. Polls in Iowa showed many voters made up their minds at the last minute, and political analysts in New Hampshire are expecting many here will do the same.